Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, I'm very excited to have in the studio right now the brains behind a brand new exhibition called Constructed Realities. Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Great. Nice to be here.
Very well. Thank you for having us.
Now, Constructed Realities. Is this a deep, meaningful metaphor for life we're in?
Yeah.
I mean, the name sounds very deep and intense and meta. So I think the best place to start is simply tell us a little bit about this. What is Constructed Realities?
Well, it's an art exhibition with oil and acrylic and permanent marker on canvas, so material works.
Mm-hmm.
Matt does digital interactive mm-hmm. art. And yeah, there's 16 artworks. They're displayed all on one wall. They're very colourful. They're semiotic. There's words involved. I've got a bit of a spectrum series. And it kind of like developed out of, well, I've been making art for 3 years and I can't get enough people into my studio to have a look at it. So I think I'll have next. But have an exhibition.
So and we like good trying solution,
to show yeah. everyone en masse.
Well, so what inspired the name?
Just some life experiences that I'd had and some reality checks that I discovered and mm-hmm, then mm-hmm. through conversations with people realizing that I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, right, right.
Mm. Yeah, and so the art kind of became inspired by, my environment, you know, artists depict what they observe
totally,
and what they experience.
Yeah.
And so inspiration came and I didn't hide from it and I didn't repress it. I just made the art for myself and sort of threw it in the corner while I was doing other things. And then when it came time to having the exhibition, it's like, well, okay, what will we put in it? Oh, that stuff kind of goes together and this stuff kind of goes together and they kind of blend over and it tells a story and we wanted to have a theme and we didn't mm-hmm. just want like random stuff.
So around that time when Brett was going through his process, I was going through mine and we met up at a physics room catch up and we met there and we realized that we were on a similar life path and journey in terms of our creativity and also life experiences, and so we thought we should gang together and just throw ourselves out there and get into the public space and do an exhibition. And so Brett had this idea around the naming of Constructed Realities. It works really well with my collection, which is tied into social constructionism and has some buy-in with the social dilemma. If there's people out there, it's a documentary about social media giants.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it just came along at the right time. Brett and I met each other, and so we thought, hey, we should do a thing, and let's do a good thing and get out there. And we happened to meet somebody really cool from Lives, and so they ended up brokering the space for us.
Oh, Life and Vacant Spaces.
Life and Vacant Spaces, yep. Yeah. And
shout out to Lydia. Hi, thanks, Lydia.
Yeah. Hi, Lydia.
And Three Boys. Thank you, Three Boys, for just mm-hmm. me turning up on your doorstep and saying, hey, I'm doing a cool thing. And so, yes, they found a really cool space in the CBD that suited our context.
Yeah, mm-hmm. context was mm-hmm. important because we wanted a space that was more considered than, say, street art, but not as intimidating as like a formal gallery.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Like our messages are like quite simple. There's not really any sort of like esoteric arty theory or anything
right,
like that.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
The concepts are quite simple. People digest them quite easily as they go along, but they build up to accumulate and they make sense of the artworks towards the end. Whereas if I just thrown in my art that was like the more recent stuff, then it's like too hard to explain. It's mm-hmm. better to have the artworks share my journey and my development.
Yeah,
and
right.
People can
right.
see that I'm on the direction and that it's not going to stop. I'm not just randomly making stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I should just ask very quickly, The space that you've got, where is it so people can actually visit?
It's on Oxford Terrace. It's behind the terrace. You go down Oxford Lane. And there's a, it's opposite, the easiest way to describe it is it's opposite the Irish Bar with the red walls.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Little Fiddle. It's the Little Fiddle. And so it's actually at the end of the Bangalore Polo Club, I think it's called, the pub that's in front.
Anyway, it's
in the little laneways there.
Yeah.
Right on Oxford Terrace. So we're in the, the beating heart of the city. So it's nice to be in it. And people walking past and
either in terror
or in enjoyment, getting something, you know, feeling something.
Yeah. Right. I'm curious to know how your kind of more modern technology side, how does that sort of tie into this?
Well, it's so, yeah, it's a kind of a bit of a crazy journey how it turned out, because so when I started my journey I kind of turned my back on, I wanted to step away from the computer world, and part of that journey was...
Because you work in computers, right?
I worked 25 years in IT, yeah.
Right.
And so I more or less had a gutsful of that, and I was like, okay, I need to, I'm either heading towards some kind of passive mental breakdown, or I can I can make it completely active and take control of that and break myself up instead.
Yeah, right.
What I did. I went through, I was like, hey, let's get off this crazy train. Break myself up, get rid of some of the crud, and then try and ignite some of the old creativity that I...
Because
our family, James and my siblings, you know, we're all kind of creative, and then there's Matt.
So,
I went down that path, and then so I thought, well, okay, I'm IT guy, let's just not throw all that away. Why don't we just see if I can blend that in with some of your creative side. And just at that time there was a lot of hype around NFTs, and I just was completely disinterested because I didn't need any more computer stuff to deal with.
Right.
And so I said, no, I'm not interested in that, but I keep coming past my doorstep, and I thought, well, I can either have opinion like everybody else who just says, no, it's terrible, it's the devil's work, it's greed and it's people ripping each other off and money grabbing and gold digging. And so, okay, I can either say that or I can have a look into it, because I'm an IT guy, I could probably stomach it, and then make a decision and to either agree with them or learn something.
Yeah, right.
So as it happens, it's not all bad. And so I learned some really cool things, and I thought, well, I'm going to kick off and do something in that space and try it. So started out as a digital collection of artworks.
Okay.
And I wanted to do something different and make it interactive. And so I went down that path. And then I also looked at printing them out. When I printed them out, hey, these look great as prints. And so because there's a huge disconnect between the tangible art world and the digital art world. I thought, well, if I can kind of onboard some of these guys by saying, first of all, showing the digital stuff, and then going to print, and then going, oh, actually, do you know what? I painted some of these. It's quite strange in some respects. It worked in the reverse, where typically you'll have a painting, you take a picture of it, turn it into a digital image.
I started
with the digital work, which inspired me to paint it.
Yeah, that is actually, now you mention it, it's quite a weird order. Well, you mentioned that it's interactive, and... Since it's interactive, I'm going to interact with it. So, for our audience out there, I've gone to a website called theproduct.social. I typed in my email address. I agreed to let Matt have all my private data in the world.
Thank you. I'm going to need that.
And steal my identity and so on. And so now I've got to this area that says choose product type. Now we've got create product and create selfie product. Do you maybe want to clarify the difference?
Sure. So create product is a collect, you're basically your product is constructed from an existing pool of products, i.e. selfies, that are in there, and all it does is it goes through and it randomizes it, produces a product, an image, chops them up, And then it stamps some social media branding because it's linked into the social dilemma and also how we engage and how we share information and propagate disinformation and other things like that.
Wow. So that's, okay.
The product is just you're not in it, uh-huh. but you liked, but you can create one. And the selfie product is one you create one with you yourself in it.
Okay, well, I like being in things, so select the social media you engage with.
Yeah.
I would say I engage with Instagram the most, probably. The social reconstruction engine will now start. Take the selfie straight on with your head level as if you were taking a passport photo. My passport photo is very bad, I must warn you.
The point there is because it's how your face is cut up,
yeah, right,
it needs
right.
to have some kind of composition elements. Otherwise, you know, your ear will be your nose.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you
of
know.
Course, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to step away from this mic for a sec just because I need to go to the window to make sure I have good backlighting for my selfie. So, okay, I'll be 1 second.
And off he goes.
Yeah. You can actually have a few goes. You can go, no, that one's not pretty
yeah,
good,
retake,
and you retake it, yeah.
I actually think that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think that looks good too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a good selfie, actually. Use photo. So it's, like,
so
analysing.
Here's the trick.
Oh, so yeah. I, like, move
yeah,
my...
So you pinch and you can pinch and zoom it to make it fit within the little...
Oh, my God, you're making me feel... So, basically, for the audience out there, there is, like, a nose and lip and eye...
Overlay
thing. And I'm trying to get my face to fit on it. Turns out I am... Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, oh... You made me think my face was very, very poorly proportioned for a sec there. Yeah?
No, it's just, you know what? It's,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not so easy.
No, but no, we're getting
if
there.
If you're patient, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay. Create.
So now what it does is it rushes off, uploads your selfie to the internet, it puts it through the magic machine.
Okay.
Cuts it all up and then reconstructs it with other... selfies.
Success. Your two products A and B have been created and given the PID Liam D. I just named it Liam D. Oh, and I'm like, and oh, they're very it's almost like Basquiat type art.
Yeah, so you get the first one. If you tap on it, I'll show you a bigger version. So here, what it has is Liam's face in the background,
mm-hmm.
and then it's randomised others, and then it's stamped in, because you use Instagram.
Yeah,
so
right,
Instagram
right.
is your predominant influence from the social media.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And then
that's
these
quite
people,
cool, actually.
These people, they use, that guy uses Twitter, that girl, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
They use Meta. I've created parodies around the social media thing, so people can look at them and go, what does that mean? So because you've got glasses, there's a reflection there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
your eye.
Ah. Oh, that's quite cool. Oh, I like it. Okay.
Yeah, so, and then if you don't like it, you can go in and create a new one and keep
right,
going until
okay.
you find one you like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, and so the idea is also you can, and then from there you can go and you can mint it and create an NFT.
Yeah, right,
then
right.
on the fly. And have it digitally in your wallet if you're from the crypto space and you love that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not quite there yet, you can get a print and you can see the prints at the exhibition.
Yes.
Because we've got prints up there.
Very
right,
attractive.
Right.
They look really cool as prints. And if you're a real super fan, I'll paint that for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'd actually be really impressed if you painted this, I'd say.
Well, the come down to the exhibition.
Oh,
you'll
right.
be impressed.
Okay.
Tilly's done a really good. He's a great painter, to be fair.
Oh, wow. All right.
Thank you, Brett.
You're welcome.
Mm, this is lovely. Lovely. how very cool. And it's like really interesting to, you know, be able to go see an exhibition, but in a sense, be involved in it as well.
Mm, yeah.
It's still quite a new concept, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people pop in for a few minutes, and I think the longest that someone's been there has been 2 hours,
Wow.
Usually people will stay like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, because the art's designed to be conversation starters. And
once
I open up a little bit and disclose a little bit about the motivation behind it, I find like 1 in 6 people really share my experiences.
Yeah,
and
interesting.
They start to open up too. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, I have to say thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for the invite.
One more time, the exhibition, Oxford Terrace, correct?
Yes.
Oxford Lane?
So technically it's 3/126 Oxford Terrace. So if you put that in the Google, in your maps, it'll come up and it'll show you where it is. But it's also opposite, the laneways, Shands Lane, opposite the Rock Pool. A lot of people know where that is
Street.
Or you just simply come off the strip, the old strip.
Great.
And we're on till the 26th.
We're not open on Mondays because we need a life maintenance day, and we're also not open on St. Patrick's Day because there's a huge big event outside the door.
I forgot St. Patrick's Day was coming soon.
Gotta remember
that. Right. Yeah. thank you very much for coming in, and congratulations for making something, and more so for creating something original and new. It's not always that easy. Thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thank you, Liam.
Thanks for having us.